There's a common misperception that once convicted criminals serve time in prison or pay a fine, they've paid their debt to society. But State Senator Fred Risser says that's not the case.
The so-called collateral consequences of a criminal case are often worse than the punishment itself. Once a person gets out of prison, such a person finds it difficult to find work, to find housing. They're pegged for life.
Risser is a member of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws that meets in Chicago this week. He believes the Collateral Consequences of Conviction Act that the group will vote on could help reduce recidivism. So does State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. She helped craft the bill and says the most crucial element is requiring states to create a comprehensive list of post-prison sanctions and require judges and attorneys to inform defendants in criminal court that they face more than a prison sentence if they're found guilty.
So that someone can say, what are the consequences of a plea of guilty to my life?
The bill would also create a certificate of good conduct allowing ex-convicts to avoid some sanctions if they remain crime-free for a certain period of time. That one already faces opposition from state prosecutors. But Risser and Walsh Bradley say even without that measure, if the model law is taken up by state legislatures, it may help reverse the current trend of demonizing people with criminal records and making it harder for them to reintegrate into society. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.